A voice was given to the wetlands of Louisiana and the Gulf Coast to keep our state from washing away into the water. That group became known as Voice of the Wetlands. Of course, then we had Katrina, we had the oil spill, and this group, this Wetlands All-Stars, the Voice of the Wetland All-Stars, has put itself together with the greatest musicians that we have here in Louisiana, and not just once or twice, but to get together and really carry this message and become just one of the most frightfully powerful bands anywhere in America, carrying this Louisiana music and this Louisiana message all over the country. So we're going to call them out to you as we go over on the Radiate the 88's guest on piano, Mitch Woods. Over there on accordion and harmonica, jumping, Johnny Sansone. Back over in the percussion section, the legend, Johnny B, Johnny Medakovich. I think I saw Stanton Moore creeping around somewhere back there. Come on up here on fiddle, Waylon Thibodeau, one of the founders. Working our way across the front line, the fierce one, Anders Osborne. On the bass guitar, he matters. From the meters, George Porter Jr. Coming up here on the middle with the fire and the percussion, the prophet, Cyril Neville. Last but not least, the little leader and founder of this aggregation, the Cajun Blues star himself, Pat Benoit. When they all come together, we are the Voice of the Wetland All-Stars. Oh,
sunshine shines on everything I know. Thank you.
World War II. Excuse us, y'all, the bass player is telling the song, man. How did you die?
Sorry about the feedback, but you know, we got a lot of mics open up here.
It's a festival.
That's right.
It's the festival on the planet.
We're gonna spread the love all over the stage. Good friend of mine. We grew up in the same town, still live there. I'm fiddle over there, and the kid fiddle up from the fire. We're in the tunnel.
Hello, everybody. So glad to see everybody down here in Louisiana. Y'all having a good time at the Jazz Festival. That's right. How many of y'all been down to Laramie Street and saw us at the Tropical Isle Bayou Club down there? Anybody had a hand grenade down there? That thing will make you dizzy. I want to do a little song about our little boats we have inside Louisiana. It's all the little P-Rolls. Y'all know what a P-Roll is, don't you? P-Roll's like a boat or canoe you put into the marshes inside Louisiana. You might go fishing in the P-Roll. You might go hunting in the P-Roll. You might go visit your girlfriend, maybe your boyfriend in the P-Roll. And when you live on the bayou, there's only three directions you can go. And that's up the bayou, down the bayou, and if you're going to see your rich friends, you gotta go across the bayou. I ain't been across the bayou in a long time. We're gonna do a little song called Row, Row, Row That P-Roll, and we want y'all to help us sing it.
Let's get it done, okay?
Well, I'm going up the bayou just to see my
our new Voice of the Wetlands CD called Box of Pictures, y'all. You gotta pick yourself up a copy of our music and take it home.
Thank you. Stan Moore to come and play some drums with us. How about that?
We're trying to hustle on that. How you doing out there, Jazz? Better than you do. This song from the new record I just put out. We're gonna do it for you right now. Andy's gonna take care of this one.
for you to choose to talk about it.
Ain't no fault.
truth out of you, never go. I gotta tell you, y'all mighty quiet.
Oh, Don't you worry, no.
You don't know.
And
They don't care. They don't understand.
They don't know. But I said if you're walking down the street,
they don't know. I went downtown. I see my boy in the ground, y'all. And I danced all around it, y'all. And I did bow down on the dirty ground, y'all. And the old people told me it was a long time ago, yeah. So I remember what the old people said, y'all.
thank y'all for letting us come and play for y'all like this together. We started talking about this stuff way before Katrina. In 2003, we formed an organization called Voice of the Wetlands, a nonprofit organization, because I just basically got tired of listening to everybody give me excuses about why we can't get anything fixed around here. And I knew that it was wrong, and I knew that they were lying. And I said, well, you know, there's no ways of getting it fixed. I live there. I can see this with my own eyes. So we just stopped listening to those people and decided we were going to go and spread the news ourselves. Because that's the way we're supposed to do it, man. In America, this is what you do. You get involved. If you don't like the way it's going, you can change it. The door is open. You know, and they've let me in those doors and they let me walk right in. And I'm here to tell y'all, those are your doors. We are paying for those. The doors to those congressional offices are our doors. And you can walk in. And you've got to make some noise. That's what we are supposed to do. We're supposed to make noise. Because that's what we the people does. We the people makes a lot of noise. And when it comes down to it, the problems that we have down here with our coastal erosion and all the things that go on here that y'all see on the news and can scratch your head and you go, wow, how can that be happening? You know, those things are happening because we're not watching and we're not involved and we're not paying attention enough. We're not getting in there and saying enough's enough. It's up to us. You gotta stop blaming those people on the TV for your problems. That's not the problem. The problem is us. We gotta get in this game and we can do this. We can pull off anything. Fixing the coast of Louisiana is an easy problem. Let's get that one taken care of now so we can continue to have festivals like this. And we can continue to bring the music that we bring from here. Because we are a product of our environment. The Delta of the Mississippi, third largest river on the planet, is a very rich environment. And that's why the food is good, and that's why the music is good, and that's why everything is rich and buttery and it sticks to your ribs, you know? So, yeah. I know some of y'all come down for Jazz Fest and you can only have a little bit of it, because it's rich. I know. But you keep coming back, and you work your way into it. Next thing you know, you're moving in. Because there's a lot of people out there from other states and other countries that have come to New Orleans and realized that this is where they really belong and decided to put their feet in the ground here and plant them and stay. And that's what I'm talking about right there, folks. This place is not disposable and we're not giving it up. And it's going to take y'all to put your foot down and get the federal government to make the right decision here to fix this and not move this. Because I can't even imagine trying to move everything that we love here. But we're going to have to do something soon because we're losing an acre every hour while we're speaking right here. In the time that we have just played this gig, we've lost an acre of land on the other side of those levees. And that's no joke. So we're going to play one more song for y'all and make some room for our master New Orleans music, Alan Toussaint. This is one of the songs that we did on the Voice of the Wetlands CD, the first one. We make a good gumbo, yeah. It's all right.
Are in good hands. The voice of the Wetland All-Stars. Thank you.